USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is accused by some of sarcastically calling out a break-in at Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings' Baltimore home after a week of attacking the prominent African-American lawmaker over the conditions of his Baltimore district, even comparing the city's murder rate to third-world countries. Democratic Senator of Maryland Ben Cardin says there's no place for Trump's behavior.
You certainly know the president does things that disappoints us all the time, but we always need to speak out, because this is just wrong.
The president told reporters his tweet wasn't meant to be sarcastic. He says he was just repeating what he heard on the news. With the scrapping of a landmark arms control agreement, the U.S. announced plans to test a new missile amid growing concerns about emerging threats and new weapons. Democratic Senator of Hawaii Hirono explains why this may be a dangerous decision.
I think that Putin is very happy that he doesn't have to comply with anything regarding this treaty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The United States formally withdraws from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia as the U.S. military prepares to test a new non-nuclear mobile-launched cruise missile developed specifically to challenge Moscow in Europe. President Donald Trump is confident a new deal will come soon.
I've discussed it with President Putin. I've also discussed it with China. And I will tell you, China was very, very excited about talking about it, and so is Russia. So I think we'll have a deal at some point.
A judge recommends that police officer Daniel Pantaleo should be terminated following his controversial involvement in the death of Eric Garner, but his lawyer will have about 2 weeks to submit a response before Police Commissioner James O'Neill makes a final decision. Police Benevolent Association President Patrick Lynch, not pleased with the judgment.
Today is one of the saddest and most damaging days in the history of New York City and the New York City Police Department.
Officials at a water park in northeast China are saying an electrical malfunction was the cause of a huge wave that slammed into swimmers in a wave pool.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
R. Kelly pleaded not guilty to a slew of charges in federal court in Brooklyn, New York, including counts of racketeering, kidnapping, forced labor, and sexual exploitation of a child. Kelly defense attorney Steve Greenberg on why Kelly's legal team is confident in their case.
No one ever came forward and said he did anything wrong. No one ever came forward in 2009, 10, 11, 12, until this ridiculous documentary came out, and all of this started because people, Johnny Come Lately, said, we're now going to say this happened. And we're confident that on all of those allegations, we're going to prevail.
The New York Police Department has suspended Officer Daniel Pantaleo for using a chokehold in the death of Eric Garner back in 2014. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said today's decision by an administrative judge to recommend Pantaleo be fired is a step toward justice, but Eric Garner's daughter Emerald said de Blasio's words ring hollow. A popular brand of cookies sold in dozens of states, now the subject of a recall, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Entenmann's Little Bites soft bake cookies being recalled in 37 states over concerns about plastic fragments. Bimbo Bakeries is the company that actually makes the popular cookies for Entenmann's. It says blue plastic bits could have gone into the individual pouches of five-pack mini chocolate chip cookies. The company officials reassuring customers that the plastic was not actually baked into the cookies.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.